As always, we are joined at halftime by the president of the University of Nebraska system, J.B. Milliken. And first of all, J.B., I'm glad you worked on the game plan this week because this has panned out pretty well so far.
Well, I've been down here in San Diego working hard on this game, staying out of the nice weather, and so far it's working, Adrian.
Yeah, I love it. Keep up the great work, as a matter of fact, both on the field and off. And speaking of that, you know, through the course of the season and our halftime discussions, we have talked about a number of things important to the university. I know you've compiled your top 10 list of things that are most important to the university here in 2009. So I don't have my drum roll that I can give you, but let's get into that. Top 10 things you've seen here at the university. First of all, Innovation Campus.
Innovation Campus, one of the top 10 easily, a 250-acre public-private partnership that the university is going to lead, and this offers phenomenal opportunity for the economy in Nebraska, I think.
Excellent. Enrollment, that's a huge factor, I know. We've talked about that number of times
we've
before.
Tried to grow enrollment every year, and we've hit it for 5 years in a row. Right now we're the highest in 13 years, and entering ACT scores for our freshmen this year were the highest in history.
Best you can do. I tell you what, how about research with the university?
Research, again, we're trying to increase it every year in areas important to Nebraska. This is a record, the highest level of research funding in the history of the University of Nebraska last year.
Wow, and that gets into the research culture and your ability to attract top faculty.
Absolutely. Quality begets quality. We attract great faculty and we attract great students, keep best and the brightest in Nebraska.
One of the things I think that's attractive from a student and a graduate student standpoint is the activity with respect to international research and whatnot.
Absolutely. Our students need to graduate knowing more about the world than you and I did, Adrian,
yeah,
when we graduated. It's a smaller world. It's a global economy, in some ways more dangerous. We need to have our students leave with an international competency. And right now we have the largest number of international students enrolled at the University of Nebraska. Brings about $80 million a year into the economy of the state, all international students studying in the state, and gives our students a great opportunity to learn more about the world.
Fantastic. Now, one of my favorites that people talk to me about is the College Bound Nebraska program. Excellent program. People need to take advantage of this.
College Bound Nebraska is a great promise that we make for the people in Nebraska with an income of $50,000 or less to pay no tuition at the University of Nebraska. We have over 6,000 students attending one of our four campuses this year under the College Bound Nebraska program.
I tell you, fans listening in out there, if you haven't heard about this program, it would do you well to explore that and to take advantage of it if you qualify. It's a great program. JB, how about educational goals across the board?
This is clearly on my top 10 list, Adrian. This year, the governor and I and a group of education leaders announced a set of 10 goals for the state of Nebraska, including increasing the college going rate for the entire state, increasing the high school graduation rate, putting in a core high school curriculum, making education more affordable, all things that are going to be positive and pay great dividends, I think, for the future of Nebraska.
Absolutely. And then, again, you get into, one of the issues of the future, and that's the water area, water for food. Tell us about that.
You know, Nebraska's had a water center for 50 years. We're the most irrigated state in the union. We sit above one of the most important water resources in the world. We're the birthplace of center pivot irrigation, still the leaders in the world. We want to be the global leaders in terms of water for food, water for agriculture, research, training, policy, legal issues, you name it. We want Nebraska to be the place that everybody in the world looks, and we're going to continue to build on our strong record.
And when you talk about the global effect in that, we just got a little bit of a scare right here. We're looking for the fireworks going off. But, JB, when you talk about the global effect, you necessarily need to talk about the Internet and online worldwide, another one of your areas.
I think, Adrian, you've outdone yourself having these fireworks for this top 10 thing. You didn't have a drum roll, but
yeah, well,
it's quite an aerial show here.
We should have waited to get started. We'd have done that right behind us.
So. So, yes, online worldwide, the university's distance education program that we launched this year. Our first goal is to make university education available to people across the state of Nebraska so that access isn't dependent on being able to be in one of our campuses in Kearney, Omaha, or Lincoln. But in the end, this will provide a great opportunity for us for revenue for the university by expanding our reach across the globe.
And talking about revenue, that leads us necessarily to the next point here, number 9 on the list, and that's Campaign for Nebraska.
The Campaign for Nebraska, the University of Nebraska Foundation's campaign, a $1.2 billion, of which they've already raised over half the money, had $650 million raised when they announced it in October. This will continue to strengthen Nebraska in areas that are important to the future of our state: water, agriculture, information technology and business, medical sciences, cancer, all areas that are going to be important in Nebraska and where we have great strength. Early childhood education and development. Those are the priorities for our campaign and areas where we're going to be successful in the future.
And one of the things that really is a proud moment in terms of for all of us with the university, you're doing all of this in a very difficult economy.
You know, this is the thing I'd put first on the list, and that is thank you to the people of Nebraska for a great year in 2009, because our legislature, our governor, the people of the state have continued to support education. Nebraska has been in a better position than many states across the country, and that has helped the University of Nebraska and higher education in our state to stay strong. We're in a bit of a buyer's market right now. We're in a little stronger position than many of our peers, even in surrounding states. So we want to take advantage of that. We want to continue to build the excellence of the university, even in this environment, so that as we come out of this recession, the University of Nebraska be strong, be a great contributor to the state of Nebraska, and Nebraska will be stronger than ever.
JB, sterling moments in 2009. Great work, great job, and we'll continue on in 2010. And I tell you what, congratulations. Points here.
There are a lot of great things happening at the university, and we owe a lot of thanks to the people of Nebraska for their strong support. And so that's on this closing interview this football season, Adrian. That's what I would say is thank you to all the people across Nebraska for your support of the university. And now I turn it back to you, Adrian, because you've got a little work to do. You've got a second half. You've got to make sure we stay right where we got to stay in the position we're in now. Come out strong in the second half and send this team out, this great team, this 09 team, with a great victory tonight.
We're going to continue that, JB, and along with your second half game plan, we got this thing covered.
Thanks, Adrian.
Folks, that's JB Milliken, president of the University of Nebraska system. JB, thanks again, as always. Have a great 2010, and we'll see you in 2010 go from there. And who's the lovely guest you brought with you?
Well, this is my daughter, Anna, who's 11, and is we're hoping that she's going to be a student at the University of Nebraska at some time in the future.
Anna, good to see you. What do you think about this game here tonight?
I think it's doing really well.
You think we got a good shot at winning here in the second half?
Yeah.
All right. So
Anna's been having fun watching some of her friends in the Southeast band.
Oh, yeah.
Also, so
give them a big plus for us. They did a great job tonight. So
yeah, I think they did really well.
Anna Milliken, JB Milliken. We'll see you
down
the road.
Thanks, Adrian.
You bet.